Well, howdy, gentlemen, how are you today? So, here's a news item that's mad as a hatter. Apparently, the Yachting Association has decided that some of the sayings in the Yachting Association, you know, were just not inclusive enough. For instance, man overboard. They want to change that to person overboard. And you all know, don't you guys, where this is all coming from, don't you? Them ones have got into somewhere and got into the association, and they have to make it all about them and try and erase men everywhere. And of course, throughout history, it's males that have been on boats. Them ones have been on boats too. Take a look. As you can see, they waited until everything had been perfected and it was safe and clean. That's what you normally see them ones do on boats now. They weren't on the boats many, many hundreds of years ago, though, were they? Dying of scurvy. And the only reason there is boats out there now looking like this is because of man. And as one person pointed out, somebody goes overboard and they have to think about it before they yell out. They have to think if it's politically correct or not, which is going to cost time. But you know that this comes from a femon brain. They're trying to erase men out of everything, pretend they created it. But let's not stop there, shall we? What about manhole cover? Isn't that politically correct or not? I wonder, who invented that, by the way? I bet it was a man. Then what about the charge manslaughter? I'll put a link to the news item down below. Of course, they want to change other names in the nautical terms as well. And you know this is all about DEI and inclusivity. And all it is just a way for femons to get into something and make it all about them. It's not only stupid, it's childish. But that's what it's all been about, is diversity, DEI, wokeness. It's all to remove masculinity and males. To degrade males and their achievements. The problem is you cannot change history, can you? But that's exactly what they want to do. Funny though, they never mentioned about, you know, when the ship's going down and they yell, "Women and children first." Never mentioned that one. Of course not. That's the double standards of a femon. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Ridiculous things like this can only really come from a femon brain. Keep walking away, guys. You take it easy.